afternoon. You know, we focused hard on third down today. We have to be great on third down. We've continued to get better the last 2 weeks. It's no guarantee we will on Sunday night, but we're working hard at it to continue to ascend on both sides of the ball, get off the field defensively, and stay on the field as long as we can on the offensive side of the ball. That was the focus of today's practice. Lance worked again today with the first group and, you know, looks to continue to progress. We'll see where he is tomorrow. We're excited about that. And Brandon practiced a little bit today, but was limited, just precautionary. And I'm sure he'll get a little bit more tomorrow again. He got a little bit more today than he did yesterday. And just trying to take care of him and his legs as we move into the weekend. Well, I think he did. He may have had those feelings inside, but his demeanor was outstanding. I mean, he became a coach on the field. I think you saw some of that in our pre-practice work. You saw him out there, and you know, he was vocal in practice. He was encouraging to the young guys. Very, very did a great job of communicating with them, and did the same in meetings. So I would have to believe. I can't speak for Lance that although he may have those feelings inside and during our conversations periodically, you know, certainly, you know, I wouldn't say it was frustration, but, you know, disappointment. I mean, those are all too strong of words, but certainly indications that he, you know, he wasn't happy about being out and he wanted to play. But I think he got the most out of it and allowed time to go by a little bit quicker because of his involvement with the young guys and in the morning meetings and out in the practice field to kind of move things along for him while he was in rehab. Yeah, they do, particularly on third down. They're pretty conventional on first down. They're, you know, they're a 30 team, but they're not really a true 30 where you'd say they were, I call it double bubble teams where the guards are uncovered. They have reductions to either side. They cover up the guards and the center. But most of their, you know, like most teams in the league, when you get to third down and you get to third down in longer yardage particularly, you know, they get more unconventional. They've got a lot of, they got a system that enables them to move people around. And, you know, we've got to do everything we can to, you know, basically unlock their blitzes and try to get comfortable with the protections because they look different on almost every third down situation.
Play calling?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm enough aware of what's going on around us to make sure that there's clear communication that and at times when I have to address it, I do. I don't leave anything out there. If I feel the team needs to be addressed on any issue inside or outside the building, you know, that's what our morning meetings are for. And when I meet with them after practice, I'll readdress it if necessary. But yes, it goes, you know, far beyond X's and O's, certainly. Well, the noise last week was, you know, as clear as I can make it. It was the question about who should be playing quarterback. You know, that's what the noise was about last week. And everybody has differences of opinion, and that's. As I said before, football's about, from a fan's perspective, from an outside the building perspective, is everybody wants to be a decision maker, and that's the fun of it. That's why there's time between each play and a week between each game. It gives everybody a chance to, you know, talk about the game, and that's a big part of it. But you know, so that was the noise last week. Every week it's a little different. In the first 3 weeks of the season, the noise was the Bears are going to be undefeated or whatever it might be. That was the noise, you know. So whatever happens during the week, and you know, we've got, it's not the veterans you worry about. It's the young guys, the guys that are new to the league and understanding that this is a long, long road, a long journey, and things come up during the course of the season that need to be addressed. There really isn't really noise this week. The noise is that the more you win, the bigger the game. That's the noise. And the important thing is that the only way we can have success on Sunday night is to make sure we take care of the moment, take care of the day, and be at our best today. That's part of the procedure. The process of winning takes place long before the game starts. It doesn't guarantee you the win, but it gives you a chance. And so that's what we did today. Well, I think it's, from that standpoint, I think it's a good, you know, what I would say is this, is that what we've been through has enabled us to develop some toughness and some understanding of who we are up to this point. And who we are up to this point is a team that has been able to overcome adversity, stay together, and continue to move forward. So from that standpoint, you know, the Vikings game is one of those moments where we were able to overcome the bitterness and the disappointment of losing that game on that day, and that hopefully will help us and give us thicker skin, give us a stronger backbone, give us more of a sense of urgency to move forward. That's what the season is. It's just a week in and week out test, and a lot of that test, the backbone of that test comes from what you've been through. You know, now this week is we've had success the last 2 weeks. You got to overcome that too. You know, you got to understand why you had it, and there are certain things that go into why you've had it, and you got to remind the guys about that as well. And that starts with what you did right after the game in the locker room to what you do up until game time on Sunday night, and be mindful and remind ourselves about that, because that's what enabled us to get to the point to play 3 hours and win a game. If Lance has a chance to play, I think that lifts our football team. How much he'll play, I don't know. But the type of player he is, if he can, whatever that might be, I think that lifts our football team to some degree on Sunday night. That can only be a good thing for our football team if he's cleared to play and he has the opportunity to play whatever amount of snaps that he's able to play. It's not a hypothetical to answer that we're 8-6 and we need to continue to progress and win. I think that's number one. Number two is winning does take us to a different place in terms of potential seeding, which is critically important. So just leaving it that is enough, I think, to reason out how we would want to play the game. Now, could that change? Certainly. But you know, right now, winning, we're focused on winning a game. And I don't think there's really nothing else to discuss at this time. And at 7 o'clock Eastern time, you know, Sunday night, if this situation needs to be re-evaluated again, you know, it's open for discussion. But right now, logically, not a minute has gone by where we've thought about that. The only thing we're thinking about is finding one more way to beat the Eagles and put our team in the best position to have success on Sunday night.